Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's one of those things, it's sort of like, I guess it's just swimming in the sea when suddenly you become aware of the staggering depth underneath you. You know, if you were swimming in the middle of the ocean, there's in my front room, we've got a fossilized shark's tooth. I think it's something like 32 million years old. Like that tooth that was in a shark that swam around 32 million years ago, before human beings existed. And through all of our history, it's just been for 32 million years. I found myself using it to press the reset button on my home hub. Hello there, welcome to the podcast, and what a day! What a great day! What a fantastic day for democracy. Putin secured another 16 years of democracy for himself. Andrei Vorobyov, governor of the Moscow region, called the president our Atlas, who holds up the entire system. And Vyacheslav Volodin, parliamentary speaker, said, Vladimir Putin, not oil and gas is our greatest strength. That's true. If you want a tiger in your tank. Anyway, it's really exciting. It's so exciting. The Kremlin sort of downplayed that part of the election and the referendum that they had. They were saying, well, actually, the yes vote is, it's more about, what it's more about is reforms that will oblige the government to boost pensions and the minimum wage and encourage a, quote, responsible attitude to animals, unquote. No, don't shoot forebears. And of course, they will be banning same-sex marriage. So, congratulations, President Putin.
President Putin, congratulations.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Should I say, the Putin?
No, do not say that. I am president, and democracy mean everything to me. Let us talk about what this election is really about.
Of course.
What wonderful news for citizens reliant on pensions and the minimum wage. Yes.
This is truly a great day for Russian animals. Truly the greatest part of our country. So worthy of respect.
Throw another budgie on the fire.
Mr. President, do you think the two of us will be standing here celebrating together like this, you and me, when you are 83?
No. Oh.
Truly a wonderful day. I missed a thing on Tuesday, which was a Boris Johnson day. Of course, we clap for the NHS, but under this government, we also applaud those who make our NHS possible, our innovators, our wealth creators, our capitalists, our financiers, said Boris Johnson. In the end, it's their willingness to take risks with their own money that will be crucial for our future success. That's not a risk!
That's not a risk like a frontline worker, is it? You can always spare money. There's people who brag about going bankrupt six times. You can't destroy your pulmonary system six times, can you? Thanks, capitalists, for firstly making all the money from our toil and then being kind enough to buy us with it. I can't thank you guys in... Guys! Let's have a whip round for the disaster capitalists! Action News Philadelphia reported that two brothers were found dead, I'm sorry to say, after going missing. They went swimming. And I'm afraid they drowned. They went swimming in Murder Kill River. Do you not think maybe lovely warm Bath River just on the other side there might have been a better... Murder Kill River! It's all so Darwinian right now. Have you heard about Mount Rushmore? Donald Trump is going to appear there tomorrow for the first fireworks display at the National Monument since 2010. Oh, why don't you have a fireworks display in South Dakota? So because the whole thing is basically kindling. They had some parks experts saying this is an absolutely catastrophic idea. There will be wildfires all over the shop. Plus, there won't be any social distancing. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem told Fox News, it's not going to be enforced and you don't have to wear a mask. We'll hand them out. Kristi said, in South Dakota, we've told people to focus on personal responsibility. Every one of them has the opportunity to make a decision that they're comfortable with. No! we're asking them to come, be ready to celebrate, to enjoy the freedom and the liberties that we have in this country while they can. It's Vanilla Ice is having a 4th of July weekend concert right in the middle of pandemic hotspot Texas. I can't wait to get back to this, the Ice Baby singer posted on Instagram. The 90s were the best. We didn't have coronavirus, our cell phones, or computers. We had a 5.0s. I don't know what those are. Is that a chocolate bar? I've no idea. Blockbuster, Beavis and Butthead, Wayne's World, Chris Tucker, and Jackie Chan. Mortal Kombat is still better than Fortnite. The last of the great decades. True. The 90s was indeed the last of the great decades. I mean, not if you're in Rwanda. It's astonishing, this whole kind of coronavirus, we want liberty. It's like the Bill Hicks on gay people in the military thing. You know, anyone dumb enough to want to walk out to a large gathering in the middle of a pandemic should be allowed to. While the rest of us hunker on down, perhaps now the meek will inherit the earth. I don't know. I've got a game saves for you. Yes, this is the Strand where people tell us about a video game that kind of became really important to them through a period of their life. It sort of provided a world that was the place they wanted to inhabit a bit more than the real world at the time.
Game saves.
Tomorrow we will have John Holmes, but I'm going to keep this one anonymous for now. Better to err on the side of caution, isn't it? Our contributor writes, my game saves basically runs from mid-2008 to early 2010 and concerns my obsession with Little Big Planet on the PS3. Oh, no, that was a game. That was a great game. It was a kind of platformer thing, but the point was you could build your own levels, and the whole thing looked like it was made out of cardboard and wool and stuff, and the hero was Sackboy, who's like a little crochet dude. It was quite hard to work. I found it a bit fiddly, but it was a lovely game. And Stephen Fry narrated the opening, I remember. And the music was beautiful. Was it OK Go? I think. The Go Team. It was the Go Team did it. I ended up buying their album off the back of it. It's brilliant. Worth checking them out. Anyway, Anonymous writes, I was in a miserable relationship. I won't bore you with the details of my experiences, but as it was with a male comedian, you can see the details of coercion and gaslighting like that being described by a million women on Twitter at the moment. Funny men. Oh, God. I was home alone a lot, and those were the best times, as I could relax a bit, though it also proved a good way of passing the time when he was there. God. It was always a relief to find one of those, escaping into the lovely, pretty, happy, funny, fun world of Little Big Planet was a much-needed distraction. And given that the game was exploring and adventures and trying things, pushing buttons, making new odd friends, just putting on hats that you come across, finding doors to new mad worlds. Ooh, what happens when I pull that lever? I got to experience a sense of adventure while I wasn't really allowed to leave the house or do anything without permission. Jesus. God, that's horrendous. I laughed so much while playing that game. It was just pure joy and running around. All the buttons made a pleasing clunk, enjoyable whooshes of falling, and plapping of feet. An added bonus, for me anyway, the colours and sounds matched my synesthesia. Oh, that's cool. It all seems like a very long time ago. But then, so does March. Yeah, to this day I still love Sackboy. I have a tiny model Sackboy in my happy home life now. I'm glad I don't need him anymore, but I'm grateful for the journeys we went on together. Good Lord. Well, Anonymous, I sort of hate doing this in such a reductive way. It's a little bit more expansive tomorrow with John Holmes. But wow, I'm glad you're in a better place. I mean, Little Big Planet is good, but far better that you are where you are now. I've got to say, I'm very excited that there's going to be a new Ratchet and Clank on the PS5. I don't want to have to buy another console. I can't afford another console. Anyway, Anonymous closes by saying, also, 2048 balls right now. Curse you, Jake Yap. Sorry about that. Not sorry about that. It's a brilliant game. Find the one made by Voodoo Games. 2048 balls. It's the best game. It's the absolute best game. I've got some any other business. Gemma. I'm sorry I'm late with this. Emailed a whopping 3 days ago and I didn't get around to it. Saying, hi, Jake. Would you consider giving a mention to Buxton Fringe? I don't know what's happening with Adam during lockdown. Is he not getting his hair cut? It's one of the largest open access arts festivals in the country. And it's run entirely by volunteers. This year, of course, most events are online. It begins on Wednesday, the 1st of July. Oh, sorry. But it runs until the 19th. Many acts are local people stepping up to the challenge of using new tech. Well, aren't we all? But some are well-established performers hoping to generate a bit of income. Well, aren't we? There are over 80 different events. Blimey. So there should be something for everyone if they have a bit of a browse. I'm asking in the spirit of if you don't ask, don't get. Where have we seen that deployed recently? Okay, all right, shh. So I am 100% cool if you don't think it's appropriate or would set an uncomfortable precedent. No, of course, it's fine. Gemma says, I run the Instagram account for The Fringe, which is quite a thing, given I can in no way be described as a digital native. Nice trumpet. Thank you very much. You too. Wow, Buxton Fringe. We should check that out. Yeah, I think Nathan Cassidy's doing something on it. Who does the Psy Comedy podcast, which I did a while ago. Yeah, we'll all check it out. Right? Right then. Of course we will. Lindsay, hellcatpress.com. Has also been in touch saying, hi Jake, a while ago you were asking about mishearing people's names in song lyrics. For the longest time, I thought that Bobby Darin's Mac the Knife, which is about a serial killer named Mac Heath, was about a serial killer named Maggie. Maggie Knife! Well, that's not on you, that's Bobby Darin, isn't it? What I like about Bobby Darin is he's not the greatest singer, but he sounds like he's having the time of his life. And I got time for that. I like seeing people having a good time. What's wrong with that? Anyway, Lindsay continues. Regarding famous family connections, get this, guys. My mother's brother's wife, my aunt, that's another way of saying it, is a second cousin of Michael Stewart.
Sorry?
No, me neither. He's the lead singer of We Five. We Five was a one-hit wonder band from the 60s. Okay. Their song, You Were On My Mind.
Just a sandwich or something. Yeah, get a
sandwich. Cracked the Billboard Top 5 in 1965. I'm the only person in my family who knows all the lyrics. Well, I mean, that should sort out the inheritance. Anyway, love the show. Lindsay, gosh, I'm going to check out We Five. So many things I need to look up today. Hannah's been in touch. Morning, Jake. Hope all is well with you and yours and the approval ratings. Now that's a band name. As regular listeners may recall, I'm the mother of three teenagers. And so spend, well, until the start of lockdown, a fair amount of time driving the fruit of my loins. Not a word I usually use in conversation, but I put it in an email once that Jake read out and it made me laugh the way he said it. The fruit of my loins. Good morning, fruit of my loins. Oh, Dad, really, Dad. I've got about another year of getting away with stuff like that, I reckon. Anyway, driving the fruit of my loins. Ooh, he said it again. To and from parties. Parties? Parties. I love parties. How gay. On the way there, the car smells of cheap perfume / aftershave and breath mints that they think is hiding the smell of Alcopops that they have sneakily knocked back in their rooms. Oh my God. On the way back, the car smells of sweat and something that I think I know what it is, but I'm choosing to ignore because it seems only a few years ago they were cute little toddlers and where did all the years go? Oh, I'm not ready for that. Oh no, very much not ready for that. Take care and stay safe, Hannah. Thank you. Oh, what a day. What a day. Well, hello once again, and welcome to That's Lovely, a cornucopia of lovely things just for you and sent in by you to me, Brinsley, dear love. Bringing you lovely things since 1977, when I hosted various racially inappropriate things on the BBC. Anyway, we've had an email here from James, who writes, "Dear Brian Manglove." Brian Manglove! "So often, during the major crises in my life, I've felt a good deal of gratitude to you and the lovely things that make my heart leap. Now, during this pandemic, I, like many other, have found a good deal of joy and pleasure in the scenes in my local area. Often I take these photos to show people that the northeast of England is by no means the smouldering ruins of a coal mine and an area devoid of natural beauty so often portrayed by the popular press. So I hope you like these lovely images, all taken from within a mile of my house in the northeast. I think you'll love the colours, as usual, and these bring joy to many others. They are undoubtedly lovely, joy-filled even. Yours in all loveliness, James." Well, gosh, a marina. I can almost smell the fresh, briny sea smell of a fresh marina. I do love a marina smell. Losing it. "And there it is at sunset, look. And is that a big sailship I see the masts of? Stark and black against the crimson sky of sunset. A rainbow, a double rainbow. Could it even be a triple rainbow? Good Lord above. Over some houses, that's off. Oh. Oh. Why is he rolling his eyes? And that finger is enormous and it's so far inside. His nose. Like, that looks like he's doing some sort of COVID test. That's not lovely. That's just horrible. Looks like he's tickling his brain. James, that's not lovely. Of course that's not lovely. What were you even thinking? Please. I only want lovely things. Or my name's not Bamsley Brinsley, dear love." Hey, that's it for the podcast for today. Tomorrow, John Holmes will be taking us through his game saves, talking about his young working life when he worked at a theatre, I think in Canterbury. It's a really nice listen, and if you're a fan of Tomb Raider, there'll be plenty to enjoy in there. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you there and then, because just to let you know, I do watch reach you through your speaker or your earphones while you're listening to this, just to make sure you're laughing. I don't. It's a joke. I don't. Gonna slink away. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.